AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Federal prosecutors say they are looking at significant federal cases tied to sedition and conspiracy in last week's Capitol riot.
In 6 days, we have opened over 160 case files, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Stephen Duantano at the FBI talked about what they knew leading up to the attack.
We developed some intelligence that a number of individuals were planning to travel to the D.C. area with intentions to cause violence. We immediately shared that information, and action was taken, as demonstrated by the arrest of Enrique Tarrio by the Metropolitan Police Department the night before the rally.
That is one of the leaders of the Proud Boys group. The warning directly contradicts statements from the Justice Department and FBI officials that they had no intelligence to suggest a storming of the Capitol. Earlier, President Trump did not take any responsibility for the attack. He spoke to supporters before they went to the Capitol last Wednesday. President Trump is in Texas along the border with Mexico.
And we're a nation of law, and we're a nation of order.
Democrats in Congress are starting the impeachment process, first by urging Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to force the president out using the 25th Amendment.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
The 25th Amendment appears unlikely. If that is so, the next step would be impeachment. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence spoke today to the nation's governors.
My promise to each and every one of you is we're going to ensure a seamless transition to the administration.
Barely a month into the mass vaccination campaign to stop the coronavirus pandemic, the Trump administration unexpectedly shifted gears to speed delivery of shots. There will be no holding back on second doses. This is AP News. The police officer who held his neck on George Floyd will be tried alone.
A former Minneapolis police officer who held his knee to the neck of George Floyd will be tried separately from the three other former officers accused in his death. That's according to an order filed today that cites limited courtroom space due to COVID-19 restrictions. Derek Chauvin will stand trial alone in March, while the other three officers will be tried together in the summer. Judge Peter Cahill explained, "It's impossible to comply with COVID-19 physical restrictions, given how many lawyers and support personnel that four defendants say would be present." Prosecutors disagreed with the judge's decision to split the trials. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge halted this week's executions of two inmates who were diagnosed with the coronavirus, the last two federal executions scheduled under President Trump. Corey Johnson was set to be executed Thursday, Dustin Higgs Friday. Ed Donahue, AP News.